I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Tigers in 20 Off the Boards, a Go Tigers 247 audio podcast where we bring you breaking news and interviews with players, top recruits, coaches, and influencers from football and basketball across the city of Memphis and around the nation. Now, let's get to the episode.
Hey, what's going on, Memphis fans? I'm Jamari Hawkins, 5'10", 177, wide receiver from Mobile, Alabama.
I did a ton of research, Jamari, and I tried to see if I could find another Baker High School football player who's ever committed to or attended the University of Memphis for football. And it looks like you're the first Baker High School football player to ever go to Memphis. Does that mean anything to you? Like, you know, what? How does that feel? Kind of starting a legacy down out of Mobile, Alabama, for the city.
I mean, it feels great. Like, honestly, like I know that like here there's a lot of talent, and like, you know, some of it gets bypassed. So I'm just glad that Memphis took me in, and you know, hopefully it starts like a. I don't want to say like a little legacy where it's going to be, you know, a lot of Mobile guys going there and, you know.
Well, so I have a question for you. In doing some digging, in researching you, and kind of doing all the things that I needed to do to prepare for this, I found some old tweets from you. And I love stories like this where you see a guy who kind of took ownership of his own recruitment and, you know, decided, you know what, I'm not getting the attention I deserve, because football is hard. You know, there's thousands and thousands of prospects for every single class. For 2022, you're one of thousands of guys. So you went out on Twitter and you had your highlight package, you had your number, you've got your profile the way that most people would advise you to have it, where you've got height, weight, speed, position, you know, contact info, all that good stuff. But you went out and you started tweeting at some FBS and even some Power 5 schools trying to get some attention. So walk me through the process of your recruitment from the very beginning before you ever got your first offer to today.
It was really, really slow, like especially for my junior year. I just didn't have anything. Like I had like a couple of interests, but it was nothing really crazy. I just was like, I got to start putting myself out there, because, you know, a lot of the bigger guys, they get a lot of offers their junior year. So I was like, if I want to go big, then I got to start putting my stuff out there. So that's what, you know, like, made me like pursue it more on like a daily basis. It's just, that, like, knowing that if I didn't try myself or at least attempt to put myself out there to bigger schools, and like I wouldn't be nowhere. I'd probably be going, like, you know, playing FCS ball. It was just really tough at the beginning before I got my first one.
Yeah, so walk me through all the offers that you ended up getting as a result of your own hard work.
Oh man, I wouldn't say I did it all by myself. No, we have like a really good our OC is a really good recruiting guy. He worked in recruiting at South, so he knows ins and out. But after all that, I got my first one at the end of my junior year, and then that was SEMO, and I didn't have anything else for a long time. And then after SEMO, I think I got, I don't even remember, I think I got like MTSU, then I got Arkansas State, and then I got Tulane, and then I got Memphis, and then I got South, and then I got a other couple FCS programs that offered me, like Chattanooga, Mercer, I think that might be it.
Well, Jamari, one of the things that is obvious from the jump when looking at your film and just looking at your profile on Huddle, on Twitter, on anything, you name it, you're fast. And speed kills. And I mean, you look at Twitter right now, Memphis Twitter is lit up with tweets about Calvin Austin and the Senior Bowl. You know, just how he's out there killing it. So for you as a speed guy, watching the University of Memphis churn out all of these skilled position guys who have elite level speed, you got Daryl Henderson in the NFL, you got Calvin Austin as, you know, kind of the proverbial Rudy story from walk-on track star to now being probably a top four round draft pick in the NFL draft. So for you watching that, is that what attracted you to Memphis? What was it about Memphis, and how does your playing style fit at Memphis?
Well, I was really watching how they did play. I think his name was Calvin Austin. I just know his number. I don't really know what his name was, but you know, the way that I kind of see, like, the way that they use him is like the way I get used here, you know. They utilize the speed, and they know how to use speed. And so, you know, I didn't want to go nowhere where they'll be making me run, like a lot of, like, curls and slants. Like, they're going to let me, like, you know, like, be one-on-one with the safety and linebacker. And just watching their games, you know, I saw a lot of that and how they created mismatches and stuff. So that's, like, what really attracted me to go to Memphis.
So what's your last and best 40 time? I've seen a few numbers for you. So what's the official number that you're willing to put out there?
I don't remember. I mean, everybody sees that 4.43 video, but I touched like close to that like two or three more times, but I don't think like they were recorded. So I'd probably say like to average them like a 4.3 or not 4.3, like a 4.46. I'll put it at 4.46, 4.45.
Because I'd seen like a 4.41 for you, and I was like, man, that's elite level speed. So what do you think with pads? Can you do that? 4.46?
Yeah.
Probably not, right? Probably not.
I don't really know.
So at Memphis, do you think that you can get better out of pads than a 4.43 as your official recorded time? Do you have a specific goal for yourself?
I really don't have a goal. I don't really like to set myself like to have goals. Like, you know, like I don't want to limit myself to anything. So I guess like whenever I play and stuff, like I just don't really have goals. I just try and do better. You know, I don't like set myself to a certain standard. But, you know, I'm still only 17, you know, like I'm still a young kid. So, you know, definitely going into that strength and conditioning program up there, you know, as I get older, I'm most likely going to get a lot faster. So,
well, Jamari, another question I had for you is you played a little bit of both. You're kind of like a scat back receiver, and, you know, you were in the backfield some. So how do you feel like Memphis plans to use you? What are they talking to you about? And what can Memphis fans expect to see from Jamari Hawkins once you work your way into the rotation?
Oh, man. They expect me to – or you know, a lot of stuff I do now, a lot of, like, a lot of motions, a lot of, you know, mismatches, a lot of going in the backfield, you know. Really the same thing I'm doing. But whenever I get on the field, they just going to see a lot of explosive plays, a lot of swag, you know. Like, that's, like, the only way I could explain it, really.
Well, if you listen to any of our early signing day podcasts that we did with 17 of Memphis' signees, the number one word that most of them used when describing what Memphis liked about them was explosiveness. So you just used that same word. So tell me one story that helped you, Jamari Hawkins, get to where you are today. Like, what made you the player that you are? What helped you develop? You know, is it your mom, somebody in your life, like a coach? Who is that person that you attribute the story to, and what's that story that helped you get here today?
Oh man, it's so many people that I could say, but I guess like the main two people would definitely be my mom, my grandma. I don't know, just like seeing how they want me to succeed, and like they want my life to be really good and everything. They want me to, you know, go to college and try and play in the league, and you know, so I guess just them motivating me is what really like keeps pushing me to do better and play better.
Awesome. Well, Jamari, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. Best of luck to you, and congrats on signing with the University of Memphis today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tigers and 20 Off the Boards. If you enjoyed this episode, we would love for you to leave a rating and a comment wherever you download your podcast. If you are interested in daily content all about the University of Memphis athletic program, head over to www.gotigers247.com. Articles are published daily, and you can join the Go Tigers 247 family by signing up for a VIP membership for even more behind-the-scenes information.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.